You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A heat advisory is in effect for Northeast Wisconsin to include Brown, Calumet, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties, just to name a few. With a high in the lower 90s, heat indices are expected to reach 102 degrees Fahrenheit. It will be even hotter to the south of us, including Fond du Lac County, with blistering temperatures and high humidity. Participants of EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh are encouraged to use the various cooling stations around the grounds and to drink plenty of water. The Oshkosh Police Department is seeking information about an arson at Oshkosh Defense at 2307 Oregon Street in the early morning hours of July 10th. OPD released two videos that show a suspect carrying a box, placing it near the building's entrance, and then lighting it on fire, causing damage to the building. To see the video surveillance, see the story on our website. Police in La Crosse are still searching for a missing woman who is also a Hortonville High School graduate. 22-year-old Elliot Hines was last seen in the early morning hours of Sunday. She's blonde, 5'4", and 120 pounds. If you have information, contact your local police department. A provider is now racing to find other spots to place the children she cares for after deciding to close her own child care business. Terry Barr tells us why. She says there will be more shutdowns ahead.
Corrine Hendrickson runs Corrine's Little Explorers in the Nuclearis area. She led the push to get a bigger piece of the state budget pie for thousands of child care programs all across the state.
As I was watching the budget proceed and realized we're probably not going to get what I need in order to stay open and affordable, like wondering, what do I do? How do I stay open and where do these kids go? To be honest, I'm angry that I'm closing in this way.
The budget includes $360 million for child care, but Hendrickson says the need for support is closer to $1 billion. And adding to the problem, trained teachers are in short supply, and providers with open spots for children can't legally fill those due to the workforce shortage. Corrine's Little Explorers will close in August after 18 years in business.
For EAA Air Venture, volunteers come from all over the world. Here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us 1 year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us, so we're all on the runway at the same time, three abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna, at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
It's the meeting the people. You meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I've made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here. And it's just family friendly over there, and thousands of people camping, and there's very seldom any issues.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems, even in the summer heat of July. 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds and you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
And you can even still sign up to volunteer right now. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
All eyes may be on Oshkosh this week for the EAA AirVenture fly-in, but in Appleton, they're gearing up for the Mile of Music, a four-day free music festival. This year's Mile of Music features over 200 acts performing over 600 sets between July 31st and August 3rd. While many of the performances along College Avenue are outdoors, the event also features smaller, quieter indoor venues. For information on acts and venues, visit mileofmusic.com or use the Mile of Music app. In a rare display of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation InSweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation InSweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January of 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. Milwaukee is in a bad spot. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee is on one top 10 list it wishes it wasn't. The city remains a hot spot for sexually transmitted infections, topping state and national lists for new cases in 2023. A new analysis from a group called Invigor Medical identifies nearly 16,000 infections reported in the year, mostly chlamydia and gonorrhea. Syphilis is also surging, especially among young adults. The report says cases tend to peak during the summer when increased travel and social activity drive higher transmission.
Things got tense in Door County Tuesday afternoon when Cave Point County Park, north of Sturgeon Bay, was evacuated for a suspicious item. The Door County Sheriff's Department was called out to the popular park at about 3:40 yesterday. Deputies closed the park and cleared it as a precautionary measure. When all was said and done, the suspicious item was a harmless geocache container, an item people search for using specific coordinates using GPS. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it, you know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There will be jerks out there who are just not kind and will take it as offensive just because it is about kindness. That is director James Gunn describing his film Superman while addressing criticism of the film as woke. While addressing the issue, Gunn asks, what is woke? Gunn says Superman is an immigrant and his creators in 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were sons of immigrants. Gunn acknowledged there is an immigrant angle, but that the film is primarily about kindness and morality. James Remar is open to returning as Richard. Remar was last seen as the boyfriend on season 4 of Sex and the City. Remar says as an actor, he's always taking calls, but he does have one question. Does he have to get naked again? A lot of actors probably ask that. James Remar is now 71, so I think we're all hoping the answer to the naked question is a resounding no. Remar is also known for his roles on Dexter and most famously, in my opinion, The Warriors. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider year, there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as the series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still-untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. Former star of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, has passed away. Warner accidentally drowned while swimming in Costa Rica after being pulled under by a current. Warner played Theo Huxtable for 8 seasons on the groundbreaking show from 1984 to 1992. Warner received a Best Supporting Actor Emmy nomination for comedy. He later went on to star in his own sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie. Most recently, he was seen as a series regular on the show The Resident. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. Speaking of The Resident, and according to Deadline, producers and actors, including Morris Chestnut and Sean A. Wilson, paid tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, calling him larger than life and a really solid human being. Warner made it his goal at a young age not to be a forgotten about childhood star. It was his role as AJ the Raptor Austin that he played for 5 seasons on the Fox medical drama that reintroduced him to audiences as an adult. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of off and on thunderstorms today. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid. Our high 89, but that heat index is going to be pushing the upper 90s to near 100 this afternoon. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, but a little cooler with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.